Well, it's just after 5 o'clock Central European time and a very warm welcome to day two of the 12th IAAF World Championships in Athletics here in Berlin. Let's turn our attentions to the track. It's the women's 100 metres. It's second round, four heats in total. Well, heat one, Garfield, a lot of the key challengers, the key contenders. Got to mention Kieran Stewart. Be interesting to see how she fares. And we keep on talking about the veterans. We've got Chandra Stirrup in this one as well.
Yes, we certainly have Chandra Stirrup. And she is going to, I'm sure, put the gauntlet on the table once again as far as trying to get through to the next round, which will be the semi-final. So it's the top three from each of the four heats that are here to be contested that will move automatically to the semifinals. The next four fastest times will then join them in the semifinals. So they are now settled in their blocks for this 100 meters first heat in the second round. Set off, first time of asking, struggling a bit was the athlete from Colombia, Hisa Nostrova. But looking now, it's Karen Stewart who has the lead on the inside. Though Stirrup is in second position, followed by Kubikova. So winning it is Karen Stewart in unofficially 10.92 seconds. That's 10.92 seconds unofficially. Karen Stewart wins ahead of the veteran Chandra Stirrup of the Bahamas. Third on the inside is the Uzbekistan athlete Guzel Kubieva. And what a win for the Jamaican, who looks pretty easy in taking it in such a wonderful time.
Karen Stewart, winner of the first heat of the second round of the women's 100 metres. 10.92, though, that's pretty some good going at this stage in the competition.
This is the world championship. You have to give it everything or nothing at all.
Thanks a lot, Karen.
So they're getting into their blocks for the second heat of four in the second round or quarterfinals of the women's 100 meters. They're settled in their blocks for this event. And sent off, first time of asking, coming out very well there was Tayshia Harrigan. Lauren Williams, though, is assuming the lead now at 40 meters. So it's Lauren Williams leading ahead of Harrigan on the inside. Bailey's coming through now. Will Bailey win? No, she doesn't. Second place goes to Bailey. Winning there was Lauren Williams in unofficially 11.07. So Williams obliges over Bailey. Third spot to Tayshia Harrigan of the British Virgin Islands.
I've got with me Lauren Williams, the winner of that second heat in the women's 100 meters. Now, Lauren, you looked as though you had to do quite a lot of work over the second half of the race there.
I don't feel like I had to do too much work. I, you know, made sure that I stayed in the top three because sometimes people try to run by you at the end of the finish line. So I made sure I didn't relax too much so that, you know, I didn't get blow by in the finish line.
So it's Porubniak, Tavares, Lee, Campbell Brown, Saylor, Ferguson McKenzie, Gelfick, and Gasra. Out on running for the second time of asking and cutting out beautiful was Veronica Campbell Brown. Brown already has that lead. On the inside is Mona Lee in second position. On the outside, Ferguson, McKenzie in third, and that's the way they finish. So it's McKenzie who finishes in third spot. That's Ferguson McKenzie, the winner, Campbell Brown from Jamaica. Unofficially 10.99 seconds, very easy towards the end. That's Campbell Brown winning ahead of Mona Lee of the USA.
I've got with me Debbie Ferguson McKenzie. Things are going very well. You were second in that second round heat, so you must be very pleased with the prospects.
I'm very pleased, you know. I got second in that round, and if I can recall over the years, I haven't run this fast in the round, so one round at a time, now to the semifinal. I just, you know, I'm having fun. This has been a great year for me, competitive-wise. My time has been very good for me, and I'm just enjoying my sport, and I'm thankful for that.
We've got the women's 100 meters second round. No problems for Kieran Stewart, Lauren Williams, and Veronica Campbell-Brown, who've all qualified. But let's go back to Garfield, because we've got heat four of the women's 100 meters.
So they're settled in their blocks for this event, and we have Olodamola Osayomi, the 2007 World Championship finalist in lane one. There's Shaniqua Ferguson, World Junior 200 meters champion in two. Killian Baptiste of Trinidad and Tobago in three. In four is Lucimar de Moura of Brazil. Five is Carmelita Jeter. And Fraser from Jamaica in lane six. They're off and running. And now we're seeing Jeter leading. On the outside of her is Fraser. Fraser now almost joins her, but Jeter will run towards the line and takes it. Easy as also easy two was Shelly-Ann Fraser in second position. On the inside in third spot looks to be Lucimar De Mori of Brazil, the South American record holder. And 10.94, the unofficial time there for Carmelita Jeter, the 2007 World 100 Meters bronze medalist.
Carmelita Jeter, winner of the fourth and final heat there in the second round of the women's 100 meters. You look very confident there.
Thank you, thank you. I tried, you know, I just wanted to come out and work on a couple of things, which I did, so I was pleased with the race.
Pleased with the race, but you're looking at the rivals as well. Three Jamaican women won the earlier heats. How are things shaping up for the latter rounds?
You know, we still have two rounds, and I'm getting a good night's rest, and I'm coming back tomorrow more aggressive, and my goal is to make it to that final.
Listen to that crowd. They know what they're about to witness. It is the men's 100 meters semi-finals. It doesn't get more exciting than this. Garfield, please talk me through the lineup.
I think that we should expect here that Bolt, obviously, along with Daniel Bailey, Patton, and possibly Endure, should qualify a lot from this semi-final heat.
What is interesting is Usain Bolt is still up to his antics, making faces to the crowd, hiding from the camera as they try to get the shot of him and introduce him to the crowd.
So they're settled in their blocks for this 100 meters, first semi-final heat. Hush comes over the stadium. And sent off this time. Bolt comes up beautifully. And look at on the inside coming through as well to his Daniel Bailey. But Bolt is easing and he runs through the line, taking it in such an easy fashion. 9.89 seconds. Unbelievable. Can you imagine the fireworks that's going to be for the final?
Usain Bolt in scintillating form, but it's now the turn of the second semi-final. Talk me through then the lineup, Garfield.
It's going to be Peary, Edwards, Thompson, Powell, Gay, Chambers, Freighter, and Sukahara from Japan running the second semi-final. Off and running, first time of asking. Powell comes out well. So to what is inside is Thompson. Thompson and Powell. Powell is leading ahead of Thompson. Now look at Tyson Gay. Tyson Gay is struggling. He runs now through though and comes in. I think Powell might just have pipped him on the line. 9.93 seconds. Powell, I think, obliges there as Tyson Gay had to, within the last 20 meters, make an effort to finish within the top three.
It's the men's 400 meters hurdle semi-finals. Two semi-finals in store. Who we got in terms of the lineup in the first semi then, Garfield?
So it's Felix Sanchez in one, Andres Silva of Uruguay in two, Karen Clement of the USA, former Trinidad, born in Trinidad and Tobago, running for the US in three, and four, Danny McFarlane of Jamaica, Javier Colson of Portugal in five. Off and running for this first semifinal heat. Top two, top three automatically move through to the final. So they've hurdled over the first flight of hurdles. They're going over the second now, entering the back straight away. The third flight coming up, Danny McFarlane. Looking good there, Karen Clement, just on his inside is going well, so it's Clement and looking good to Danny McFarlane. Just on the farther outside in lane six though, Van Zyl at the 200 meter mark is starting to make his move. On the inside of them though, Colson from Puerto Rico is moving up well. So at this time, it's Karen Clement, McFarlane, Colson and Van Zyl. Those are the ones that bring them into the straightaway. It is, as they come off the turn into the straightaway, Clement who leads them. On the outside of him, it's Colson. Danny McFarlane is trying to come between athletes. Just on the inside, Sanchez is also doing well. But Clement runs towards the line and takes it just ahead of Sanchez. Third spot close between Danny McFarlane and Colson. But the winning time, 48.01 seconds for Karen Clement and Felix Sanchez. Amazing run indeed in lane one. He came through from the last 120 meters and made good to sneak into this event for the final.
What did I tell you about a name like Felix Sanchez? If you're looking at that lineup and you're thinking, okay, it's top three only that go through, you might look at Colson with a fast time of 48.29 this season, Van Zyl sub 48 this season, and then you look at Karen Clement. But when you have a man like Felix Sanchez in the field, you cannot discount him. He knows how to win championships. And now look at the results, Garfield.
So they're standing behind their blocks for this second final semi-final heat. They're going to be selected as far as qualification for that final. This set position and sent off. First time of asking. Phillips was a little sluggish coming out for Jamaica. Also moving up well now as they go over the first flight and approach the second flight of hurdles now. Looking pretty good. Bershon Jackson down the back straight away. They're going over the third flight. It's still Jackson, but Isa Phillips now takes up the charge. It's over the fourth. Isa Phillips still looking good at the 200 meter mark as they approach the fifth flight of hurdles. It's Isa Phillips who's leading them. Bershon Jackson now switches on the afterburner. So it's Isa Phillips out front. It's Bershon Jackson, and in mid-track as well, the British athlete, that's David Green, who comes along with them. It's Isa Phillips on top. Two flights of hurdles to go. It's still Isa Phillips on top. Iakovakis is now making his move. So too is the British athlete, Green. Green on top as Isa Phillips struggled there. It's now Green who runs towards the line, and he is second behind the American, Bershon Jackson, who just nudged him.
Well, I got Bershon Jackson here, winner of the second semi-final in the men's 400 meters. That looked like a terrific race. Take us through it.
My hamstring man bothered me, so I wanted to go out pretty hard, but not too hard to jeopardize my finals. You know, I got out pretty well. I tried to stay in the race and then come home strong, and I executed a good race.
Well, absolutely thrilling stuff here this evening, and I tell you what, real excitement now, because it's been 2 days of truly wonderful heptathlon competition. And really, one lady has dominated it. That's the young Brit, Jessica Ennis, has been in tremendous form. But it's all down to the 800 metres, isn't it, Connie?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's absolutely brilliant. Clearly, we're going to see a new champion crowned in Jessica Ennis. And they're off now. Jessica Ennis really goes off strongly in those first 20 metres. I mean, she can afford to. She's a strong 800 metre runner. But she's really going for it. She'll be leading the pack as they come to the break. At the break already, she's at least 4 meters ahead of second place runner. She's really going for it. With 150 meters to go, it's been dragged out that field already to 20 meters. And Ennis at the 200 meter mark has now put 15 meters between her and the second place runner. She's a strong 800 meter runner. There's no reason for us to panic. She knows she can't do anything silly. She's very consistent. There'll be no problems with her there. Jessica Ennis going out, the fourth place athlete at the moment. That's Dobrunska tracking just behind. Jessica Ennis wearing number one on her bib to show that she's in first place. She goes through the bell. 1:01.12. That's the time. She's dragging this field along. There's no one near Ennis. She's coming round the top bend again. She's heading out into 300 meters to go. There's still no one near her. The girls are just tracking her as best as they can. No one is going to get near her at the moment. Jennifer Ussa, that's why you hear the crowd screaming. She's just making her way through. She's in fourth place at the moment. She's just trying her best to get through. Dobrunska is behind Jessica Ennis. She's in second place at the moment. Jessica Ennis is being pegged back. She's being pegged back by Dobrunska. But it's okay, Jessica Ennis knows that she needs to still go out there and hold on. But Dobrunska is pegging Jessica Ennis back. And she just go past Jessica Ennis now. Just taking her. Ennis is just holding on. In sixth place, that's Valenchenko from the Ukraine. She's coming up behind her. Ussa is holding on. Ussa knows she needs to get as close to the Dobrunska as she can. Ussa is just holding on as much as she can. Ennis now kicks. Kicks again and pulls away. Ennis is going to take the win here. And the gold medal coming through just behind Hunnis. Who's going to take it? And Ussa has done really well. We just need to see what those results are going to be, because it's the results that's going to determine the overall standings. But I think we can safely guarantee here that Jessica Ennis, I think we've just seen crowned a new heptathlon world champion.
And the crowd are on their feet. They're showing their appreciation for these heptathletes. It's hard to reach the world stage in one event, let alone seven disciplines.
Yes, and you know why the crowd is still screaming? Because Nadine Kleinert is in that shot put. This is her last attempt to try and take the gold medal from Valerie Vili. But it's not going to be good enough. Can you hear the crowd? That's because Nadine Kleinert has just confirmed the silver medal in the women's shot put. But the current Sam and defending retained her title, Valerie Vili, in true championship style, took her final putt. She's retained the title. She's a wonderful competitor. So hard to beat all the time. And she's done it. Valerie Villy defended her title in style. She's world champion again.
Absolutely superb. And guess what? The waiting is nearly over. Just moments to go now before the men's 100-meter final. Who will be crowned the fastest man on earth?
The world record is held by Usain Bolt, who is already having his antics going on the track. He's currently looking intent. Then he puts his hand over his mouth, putting on the smile. The other Jamaican in the event, Asafa Powell, actually starts to clown around as well.
And relax.
And I guess this may finally relax him, because he has been favorite in 2004, the Olympic Games, and other occasions, but just didn't deliver. Is this going to be the case where we finally see Powell delivers?
As we watch these pictures, Usain Bolt is still clowning around this close to the start. Tyson Gay, very intense, talking to himself, sipping his water. These are two completely different individuals. You can't get two people more different in personalities.
Dwayne Chambers in one, Mark Burns in two, Daniel Bailey in three, Usain Bolt in four, Tyson Gay in five, Asafa Powell in six, Darvis Patton in seven, in eight, Richard Thompson. They're settled in their blocks. And off, first time of asking. Bolt came out beautifully. Also coming on strong now. It is Tyson Gay. Bolt is leading. Tyson Gay in second position. In third spot, it is Powell. But Bolt wins gold for Jamaica. Bolt strikes gold for Jamaica. Relegating the world leader, Tyson Gay, to second position. In 26 years at the World Championships competition, Bolt becomes the first Jamaican to win a gold medal in the men's 100 meters. Bolt, the Olympic champion, now adds the world championship title to his collection. The black, green, and gold flags of Jamaican spectators are being shown all around the stadium. They celebrate this historic run by Usain Bolt. And there he is with his antics on the track. He's doing his victory lap celebrating. And he's decimated the field. The time, a new world record, 9.58 seconds. Usain Bolt is world champion of the 100 meters.
So how does it feel to have the Prime Minister call you up to say congratulations? The Prime Minister?
Oh, yeah, the Prime Minister. He always do it when we do good. He always tell us to support, to just congratulate him. I'm feeling proud I did well for the country, so it's good to have the Prime Minister showing some love.
Yeah, absolutely. But you promised us something special before the competition. You said if I win, I'm going to get something special. Did you even believe 9.58 was going to happen tonight?
Well, I didn't know what time I would run, but I was knowing I was going out there to do my best, and I went there and executed, so I'm feeling good.